Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Fucked. The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fuck.
Guys We Fuck, the anti-slut shaming podcast coming to you from New York City. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
Hey.
Hi.
We're here.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm cold as hell.
Are you really?
It's fucked up.
It's not that cold today.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like the cold.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it just. And then the other day was just raining. I know it's so shitty to talk about the weather. I don't care. It gets to me, man.
I was actually just thinking, like, people were talking about the weather in the gym, and I was thinking, oh God, if my life ever gets this, I would kill myself. I just don't care. The weather doesn't really bother me.
Well,
like, I feel tired, but it doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't really
affect my mood, man.
I'm not an outdoors person anyway. No matter, it could be 100 degrees and balmy outside. It could be fucking snowing 18 feet. I'd be inside.
The snow is magical. Snow makes me happy.
I'd be inside no matter what.
How's your vajay?
My vajay?
Yeah, I don't know.
It worked out.
Yeah.
It's in sweaty gym pants. I was like, man, I hope I don't get another yeast infection.
Steven and I haven't been, I've just been in like a bad mood lately. And because you know, birth control lowers your libido.
I've been on it. I've never had sex not on it.
For me, I think it does. Because I get highly affected by birth control. But I feel like I just haven't been wanting to bang lately. And then last night, bam! Nothing but a G thing, baby.
So you should be in a better mood.
I'm in a great mood. I'm in a great mood because my checking account is no longer negative balance, yo. I logged on to TD Bank. I had all these fees because my student loans got taken out of my account. And when I didn't have any money because I was unemployed for like a month.
I never understand. Like, they're like, you're poor, so we're going to deduct more to teach you a lesson. Like, I don't get that.
Like, they're like waterboarding me. Like, yeah. I already know that it's bad. It's okay?
It's exactly like financial waterboarding.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. But then Juan at TD Bank sat me down. I went there because trying to get the fees. Like, I went there and I was like, I'm poor, please. And he's like, dude, it's not a banking error. I'm sorry. And he's like, have you seen your balance? And I was like, no, I haven't. He's like, I'm printing it out right now and you need to look at it because you can't run from your problems. And I was like,
yeah.
This is like therapy that I need so badly, Juan. Thank you.
Yeah. I try to wing my finances. You can't really do that.
No, you can't.
You just can't.
Oh, speaking of finances, mm-hmm. Guys, we have officially launched our Indiegogo campaign to raise money for Guys We Fucked. So this is an experiment. We're going to do it. Maybe we're going to do it once a year. I don't know. We're going to see how it goes. We don't want you guys to have these weird ads on the podcast, and we don't want you to have to pay for the podcast. You will never have to pay for the podcast.
It's like Facebook. You'll never pay for it. That's a promise.
But it still will ruin your life. But not unlike Facebook, it won't ruin your life.
No, I was like, I hope it won't ruin
It'll make
life.
Your
I mean,
life.
Maybe it will. Who knows?
If it ruins your life, can you email us? Because I don't want to do that.
Listen, I'm sure it's going to have ruined some person's life because we can't.
Our batting average is pretty good, Corinne.
Yeah, but you can take the advice. But it's like I'm sure the advice isn't going to work for somebody. The podcast has definitely ruined my life. So.
Made it a lot better, though.
Yeah, you know, it's a catch-22.
Yeah. So we've launched the Indiegogo campaign officially. It's in the description of either iTunes or SoundCloud, wherever, or Stitcher, wherever you're getting this from.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't donate, we totally understand. We need your money. We do. We need your money because we want to make this podcast bigger and better and amazing. And we're going to buy equipment with this money. We're going to be touring. We want to tour. We're going to come to your town with this money.
Yeah.
We're going to do merchandise with this money.
We could knock on your door with this money. We could take you out to dinner with this money.
Yeah. We have a lot of really exciting things in store and and planned for this. So please, if you can't donate, it would be awesome if you could share. Like send it to someone who can. Do you have a rich aunt or a rich uncle? I have a rich uncle. But
he be donating?
No, because he doesn't know what the podcast title is called.
Oh, okay. Maybe you could just do it like I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. And then he just never give him the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. But yeah, if you can't donate, which we understand, I can't donate to anything right now.
Yeah, you probably have $5.
You probably have at least $5.
That you buy in your daily week. Do you really need that?
We really
need that.
We have big plans for this podcast and we're really excited. And thanks to you guys, it's grown to be something really exciting. So we want to make it bigger and better.
This has become your problem, basically.
Yeah, it's
your
fucking problem, guys.
Bigger than we ever thought it would be. We thought this would just be a podcast in a basement. Now it's huge and we've become monsters. So give us your fucking money.
But we're still in a basement. That's one of the problems.
Yes. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. So yeah, if you can't donate, please share. We're really excited. It's going to run until January 1st, but please donate today. Now.
Also, wait, I'm just looking behind you. Is Vinny's?
Oh, Vinny's.
Vinny's whiskey glass is behind Christina, exactly where Vinny left.
You know when someone just leaves something, you're like, I'm just going to leave this there as a statue.
It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
That's really funny.
But yeah, donate. We have a lot of really cool perks that we came up with too.
Yeah.
And we're going to do really exciting things. So please donate to the podcast if you like it, if you listen. $5. Come on. Don't buy a Subway sandwich. Maybe buy a frozen burrito. Dwayne Reed in the fucking microwave it, okay? For a day. Please. Yeah. Oh, I sound like my dad.
Dwayne Reed, that's very New York-y. That, you know, they only exist
CVS,
in New York.
CVS. That was my first ever job when I was 15. I had braces. It was really good.
All right.
And then we also wanted to promote really quick some shows.
Yeah.
Corinne, you're going to be... Well,
yours is first. We'll go in order.
Chronological order. Yeah. Saturday, December 20th, both Corinne and I are going to be at the Montgomery Theater in Souderton, Pennsylvania. We'll also have the link to purchase tickets in the description. They're $15. I'm going to be headlining. It's my hometown. I'm really fucking excited.
It's gonna be a very intimate one, so yeah. It's gonna be super fun.
And we want people to buy tickets now, because if they sell out, it's not a huge theater. It's a 122 seat theater.
Yeah,
so get your tickets now.
Don't drive there and then buy a ticket. Buy a ticket and then drive.
Because then we're
there.
Gonna be like, I'm telling
you, gotta flip it.
It's gonna be an amazing show.
Yeah, and then on New Year's Eve, if you're in New York City or if you wanna come to New York City, you can hang out with me, Corinne. I'll be performing at the AMC Theater on 34th Street. This is a huge event. One of those things that you buy like a ticket on Junebug for like $50.
Ooh, you got that Junebug event? Shit.
Yeah, and then like, you know, there's booze and there's gonna be popcorn.
Isn't there like a 5-hour open bar or something?
Yeah, those things are all crazy. They're really fun. You know, it's like, you know.
That sounds like the best and the worst.
Yeah, well, and there's also like different levels of the theater represent different things. Like up top, it's like adults only. And then the bottom ones, you can actually bring people who are under 21. I won't on those floors because they are booze free.
Are you gonna talk about like clown jokes or some shit?
I don't know. Well, no, I don't think we're doing comedy on those floors. And it's a great... lineup. A lot of wonderful friends of mine are going to be performing on the show with me, including James Mattern, who was on Guys We Fucked previously.
Yes.
He's going to be hosting the night. It's going to be really fun. I'll put the information on that. Please join me because I don't have a date for New Year's. Don't plan on getting one in the next month. So we're just going to get drunk together and hang out. I will be
maybe
very accessible.
Maybe kiss Corinne at midnight.
I will be very accessible.
It would be so appropriate to kiss a Guys We Fucked fan at midnight.
Don't try to kiss me unless you're goth. Thank you.
Oh yeah, any goth people, sorry about last night show.
I know goth people listen to the show and
no,
I'm really upset
to.
I'm really,
you
upset
know,
about
no
that.
I think it's like goth people are like, oh, I'm not gonna email.
They're too
her,
cool to email.
So
how
goth.
Can I find you if you're not send me a vial of your blood. Okay. And I also want to wish a quick belated happy birthday to Vicky Ramirez, who is a very special fucker, a big fan of the show, listening in good old NJ.
Happy birthday Vicky.
Yeah, and thanks to Alex, who came out to my show at a Dominican deli this week. That was very nice of you.
Dominican deli.
Very nice of you. Oh my gosh.
Let's read some fan letters.
Let's do it.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. I went through my I went through my quote fan page, which is hilarious, that I even have one, messages over the weekend. And I felt like Facebook messages. Yeah, I felt like an asshole because there was all these messages dating back from like to July, actually before July. Because I can't check them on my phone for my fan page. And then I like didn't even realize they were there. And then I just read all these things. And then I started the Eminem song Stan started playing in my head. And I was like so worried that I wasn't going to write someone back. And then they were going to be like driving off a cliff with their girlfriend in the trunk. And then I was going to be like, oh my God, I just didn't get to the letter. I do want you as a fan.
It's admirable that you think that you could save someone's life.
I do want you as a fan. No, because you know, it's like if you really like someone, it's like if I wrote Dan Burn, if I texted Dan Byrne and he didn't text me back, I'll be real pissed.
Yeah, but text message means you are at least intimate enough to have his phone number. Like, you need to know each other enough as friends or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not famous enough that I should not be answering messages.
Right.
That's my
right.
point.
Got
so
it,
I don't
it.
Know. Not that you would commit suicide over me, but you know, I could see it.
Don't kill yourself, guys. It's not worth it.
So this person writes that they were looking to get some advice from me. A little background: I'm 20. I'm about to turn 26. I'm in my late teens. And in my late teens and early 20s, I led a very, quote, sexually explorative, great term, by the way. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Life, in the sense that I slept with a lot of girls, rarely more than once. When I was about 23, I decided to stop pursuing that because I felt unfulfilled, mostly because the reaction from the women I would sleep with was quite negative when they realized that I wasn't looking for anything more. Granted,
you don't want to be my husband.
I always made sure to make that very clear, and it generally made me feel like a terrible guy. Oh, because you are. No, no,
don't fall
kidding.
In love with me. One rule.
So after about 2 years without having sex or anything of the like with anyone, I finally fell in love with a wonderful woman and had my eyes opened to the amazing feeling that is having sex with and pleasuring someone you love. Aww. That feeling of the most important part of sex being enjoying the pleasure that your partner is having, sometimes more than your own, was new to me and so incredible. Going down on her was always my favorite part about our sex. You were our keeper. In short, we were together for a year and broke up in January, mostly because of the distance. Me in LA, her in New York City. That's oof, fucking
that's rough.
Tough.
That's rough.
Unless you're rich. And the fact that we both had a lot we needed to work on in our own lives. We always do. And that we were too much leaning on each other for happiness in our own lives. That's a huge problem. My question is, because of this relationship, I've become much more interested in having sex be a regular part of my life now that I've experienced the best sex I've ever had. Ooh, I know the feeling. But I feel like I can't enjoy it without those intense emotional feelings. And also, since I really hope to be back with my ex at some point, every time I even hang out with a girl I find attractive, I almost feel like I'm cheating on her, even though we aren't together. My question is, should I resign myself to waiting to have sex again until either we possibly get back together or meet someone new? Or should I explore my old ways of having one night stands just because I miss having sex and that closeness with another girl? I'm quite torn and not sure how to feel about any of it. Some guidance would be appreciated. Now, this is kind of an old letter that I found, but I just thought it was really interesting. And I have since mm-hmm. talked to this individual and he has given me some more information because obviously things have progressed, but I thought it was just interesting because I'm sure other people are in this situation. And I know I can relate a lot to this because once you have that amazing sex with someone you love,
Nothing can compare.
Everything else pales in comparison. I know. And it's weird for me as someone who likes just fucking to say that. But when I really reflect on like one night stand, I don't have a lot of one night stands, but the one night stands or like just fuck buddy sex I've had, like it wasn't fun because it was the best sex mm-hmm. ever. It was almost fun because it was like so casual and like you didn't have to invest so much in it. So you could have right. a few drinks,
let yourself
go. And it
was
really chill.
You weren't trying to court this person
yeah.
being your boyfriend. You can just kind of get lost in the moment a little bit.
Yeah. It's like, it's the kind of sex that you don't have to pass out afterwards. Like yeah. I can get up and do something else after that kind of a sex.
But after having sex with someone that you're falling in love with. What?
Yeah.
Oof. That yeah. is life's gold.
Right. And I have this problem right now. Like it's where I haven't had sex since like end of October because I just have no interest in having sex for the sake of it. No one I'm even attracted to. Like it's just
does the idea of having sex, casual sex with somebody, make you feel like lonelier? Because that's what it would do for me. That's yeah. why hookup buddies never really worked for me, because I felt like I don't know. I had a couple of hookup buddies that it was very clear that this isn't going anywhere. We're just going right. to enjoy each other's company. And that's great. But then you just think back on the sex that you had with the guys you're falling in love with. And you're like, oh, man, but that was so much better.
Right.
Like
right.
it's a grass is always greener thing, kind of.
Right.
But you can't, you just got to mentally put yourself in the position of like, I know that this is casual sex and right. I'm not expecting anything. But
yeah.
I got to coach myself hard for that.
Yeah. No, I go through, it's like peaks and valleys for me. Like there's sometimes when I'm just like totally into having casual sex and I'll go crazy and be very Hank Moody, about it for mm-hmm. our Californication fans. I'm
love
like,
that
fucking,
show.
I'm fucking obsessed show's with so that. Good. And I kind of, in a way, I'm obsessed with the fact like of becoming Hank Moody because I'm like, I wish I could slay pussy the way Hank Moody
dude.
Or slay dick the way Hank Moody slays pussy.
Yeah.
Like I really feel like that.
He's a badass.
But yet he still will always love Karen. Like,
right.
And that I feel like,
but he could also enjoy the casual sex
exactly.
and not get emotionally attached.
Exactly.
But I also think that's, I don't know. I want to say that's like a guy thing or a girl thing that girls tend to get more emotionally attached, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't get emotionally attached very easily at all.
I do. I'm like, if I have sex with you, I'm like, so you want to be my best friend for life?
See, my problem is I
know I don't.
Sometimes I'm like having sex and I feel so detached from the person that I'm kind of like, why am I here?
Yeah.
So But
when I'm having sex with someone I'm falling in love with or really like, I'm so aware of myself and every fucking move I'm making
uh-huh.
that it's hard to come. So when I'm having sex with someone who's just, it's established that, dude, that we're just having sex for the sake of the wonder that is sex, and there's no expectations on either end, or both of us know that, it's easier to lose myself.
Oh, really? See, I think it's easier for me to lose myself with someone that I really care for.
I'm like, what if I make a weird noise? And she's like, and the guy's like, you're an animal, I gotta go.
I think it's like, for me, I really give it my all when it's someone, and then when it's just a fuck buddy, I just expect them to do most of it, because I'm just like, I'm just gonna, you should here. Be lucky that you're having sex with me. Like, that's kind of my attitude. So I don't know. Well, I mean, what advice would you give them?
I would give the advice. My advice is always do what feels right to you. And it seems, because of this hesitation, this guy has had a streak of like just having casual sex with girls for a while, and then all of a sudden he's confronted with the sex of a woman he really loves or fall in love with, and then it's making him rethink. So I think the fact that he's asking this, I feel like casual sex would not do well for him, because he's missing her too much.
Right. Yeah.
So I would say maybe give it a break and masturbate. Sex can wait. Masturbate. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just quoting an SNL.
Don't have sex just to have sex, because that's running away from your problems. But also, don't sit around so long pining for this girl that may or may not come back into your life.
You have to be very realistic.
That you create some weird pity party for yourself in your apartment before you know it. You haven't left your room in weeks. There's potato chip bags on the floor. You're watching every Netflix special that there ever was.
The worst.
And then it's just really out of control.
The worst thing a person can do is feel sorry for themselves. And I, unfortunately, feel sorry for myself more than I'd like to admit.
Well, I think you
have to have that period of being upset about it, because you have to get the emotion out.
Yeah.
But then you got to recognize, I've been watching Netflix for 3 days now, and I've been just ordering my food, and I think it's time to get off the couch.
I feel like you can go hard for one day. Like, when I was on a reality show years ago with my BFF Tommy, and I got fired. We got fired together, but he didn't give a shit, and I cared.
Because you wouldn't snort cocaine for the sake of reality
pleasure?
Yeah,
my world fell apart, and so I...
Did it?
Oh, yeah. I had a nervous breakdown.
Aww.
I was so... I thought that was my shot. I thought that was my big break. Hollywood, here I come. Corinne Fisher has arrived. So I cried on the steps of my old work, and then I bought a bottle of cooking wine, Chateau Diana, which I do not recommend drinking as a regular drink. Ordered a shit ton of sushi, locked myself in my bedroom in Murray Hill,
and coped.
And I just, for one day, went to sleep. Emerged the next day a beautiful butterfly who didn't need no reality show.
I need your reality show.
I'm living
Fuck
a reality
you,
show.
Man. Fuck you, man.
Yeah. So just take the time, but
take your time to
not
to
too much time.
Feel good, but then realize when too much is too much.
Exactly.
Okay. This is a letter from a fucker. She says, I'm not gonna read her name. Greetings from London, UK. I've been in a relationship for 2 years now, and I love my boyfriend, but I'm starting to think that maybe monogamy isn't for me. This has been a pretty destructive factor in some of my previous relationships. I'm 23, and I have been in a relationship lasting about 2 years at a time, skipping from one to the next since I was 15, and pretty much cheating on them all at some point or another. My current boyfriend is 30. He's respectful, a massive feminist, a slamming hottie, and treats me like I'm the only girl in the world. I've basically found the perfect man, but I'm starting to get that two-year itch because apparently I need more. I love him so much, and we've always communicated regarding our relationship, but I have no idea about how to go about discussing an open relationship with him, which I think at this point is the adult thing to do. I don't want, and I want him to understand that just because I want to sleep with other people, it doesn't mean I love or want to sleep with him any less. I wouldn't want it to be a regular thing, because the sex we have satisfies my kinks, and he's a legend in the sack. Oh, it's such a British thing. He's a legend in the sack. Oh, you're so British. I love it. I just think the possibility of an open relationship would stop me panicking and doing something stupid later on in our relationship, because I love him with all my heart, and I don't want to hurt him or have to lie to him to save my arse. Oh, it's so British too. / relationship. I probably sound like a bitch for having this wonderful man and wanting more, but hey, would appreciate any of your advice. Thanks, you guys are fucking excellent.
You don't sound like a bitch. You sound like a serial dater who needs to learn how to be by yourself.
No, I don't think she needs to learn how to be by herself.
Yeah, she's been in relationships since she was 15.
Yeah, but I think, but this guy that she found seems like he's amazing.
No, he does
but
seem
she
amazing.
Feels, I think she feels suffocated by the fact of monogamy is suffocating. Yeah, that's the thing. She sent us a picture. You are very attractive. Your boyfriend's cute.
When you're hot, it's harder to be monogamous. Not gonna lie.
I feel like,
it's 100% accurate.
Because that's why Hollywood people,
because you have too many
for
choices.
So many reasons.
That's a huge problem in New York City. Everyone
you just
says,
have a buffet of penis when you're
so
really attractive.
In New York.
This girl
that's
is
why.
Very attractive. Your boyfriend is good looking, but I look at that picture and I'm like, you're never going to have any problems getting getting dick, he might have more problems getting pussy. I don't know.
I think, and also she's wearing a lot. I think you guys, they're actually pretty on par with one another.
Yeah.
I think they're pretty.
But even still, I think with the open relationship thing, I think it's always easier for the girl to get laid outside of the relationship than it is for the guy.
And he's also a lot older.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean.
But it's like, okay, so how do you talk? You have to talk to him about it because you don't want to end up in a place where you cheat and then break this guy's heart who you really love.
Also, you have a lot of face piercings. You're probably just not a monogamous person. It really does. People say you can't judge a book by its cover. You absolutely fucking can. Someone who has piercings all over their face loves to fuck, okay? If you are a person with a lot of face piercings and you're like, don't love fucking or something weird like snuff porn, come on. Yes, you do. You absolutely do.
I don't know.
You can, I mean, it's just the same as, I mean, I don't know. I really feel like she's, you kind of have a wild edge. You want to act out. Like, that's fine.
But I also feel like I get the fact that when you're in a relationship with a guy, you're like, oh, we could be like together forever, serious, real. The first thing that comes to a lot of people's head is like, oh, I'll never get that excitement of fucking a new guy.
Right.
And it's really just that. I think it's the excitement of trying to get somebody new.
Yeah.
Not for a boyfriend, but just to have sex with.
It's a challenge.
It's invigorating. There is nothing that makes me feel more alive. Being in love makes me feel very alive, but also trying, like going out. That's why I would go out to bars like every night when I was in college and when I was single.
That you still got it.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to feel great. Like they still got it.
And you conquer when you finally sleep with the person that you're attracted to and you're trying to get that in the bag, you feel on top of the fucking world.
Oh yeah, it's like when I fucked Craig Mahoney and I was like, so
yeah,
I was like, this is great.
And it's sometimes, even if the sex isn't the best sex in the world, it doesn't matter because it's about the conquest. It's about setting out to do it and being, that's what makes me feel personally like a fucking woman.
Yeah. And then like you're using your femininity and your sexuality. Like, oh, I already had sex with you, please stop texting me.
Yeah. So you got to bring this up. But how? That's the question, right? I would ask him what his feelings are about monogamy first. Like,
I think be very blunt and honest about it. I mean,
and I'm curious if he knows that you've cheated on your boyfriends in the past and how he feels about that. I'm wondering.
Said they've always been very open and communicative. So I would think that you have that something that comes up. I know if, like, I've talked about that with all the ex-boyfriends I've ever had, about cheating and where you are. And also, like, if you go into a relationship with someone who has cheated, that's kind of a little bit of background information that this is the type of person who has a hard time being monogamous. And
well,
that's okay.
Both
of
my boyfriends who cheated on me have cheated pretty much in most of their previous relationships.
Exactly.
It hurt my heart so bad.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
But also, if you open up to him, maybe he wants to fuck other girls.
Right.
So maybe he'd be like, all right, yeah.
Also, I mean, I'm going to go back to, you've been in relationships just since you were 15. You're 23. You need
some you time, boo.
Yeah, it's too much. This is getting, this relationship could go on and be a little bit successful for a little while, but eventually this is gonna fall to pieces. It's gotta be really honest with you. I mean, it just is. And I don't doubt that he's not a wonderful person, but he's a wonderful person that maybe you could come back to. And I very much believe in taking a break. And if it's meant to be, you guys will come back together.
It's like a butterfly.
I totally believe in that.
If you release it and it comes back, then that means it was meant to be. Did Mariah Carey say something like that or some shit?
Who?
Mariah Carey, like, let it go and then it'll come back. That's
if Christina. You love something, let it. No, isn't that Christina Aguilera? She said that.
I mean, a lot of
if you
of
love
said
it, something,
that.
Let it go. You know, yeah, she yeah, so, that was Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. You have talked to him about it. Ask, maybe you can open it up with a general conversation. He seems very understanding. So let us know how it goes. Write us back. I'm curious. See how the conversation goes. All right. We're going to bring on our guest.
Yes. Because he just rang the buzzer.
Oh yeah.
And we need to get him.
He's here. All right. Let's bring on our guest.
Monroe Martin.
Hey, if you love something, let it go.
How you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Good.
Now, Monroe, you were on Last Comic Standing. Just to give the listeners a little bit of background, you are a comedian. But you're also a fabulous person.
Oh, thank you.
Big fan.
I've heard you're a fabulous person. I've met you a few times.
Yeah. We have.
You perform at the Cellar, and I was like, dang.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Monroe is black. I know that's not like just.
You can't tell by my voice.
Well, I just want to let people know. That's racist, black, Monroe, according to our listeners. Voice. That's racist, number one. And number two.
People are very sensitive about the race.
Well, people always give a shit because we always have like a whitey white fest down here. But it's like, guys, we fucked. It's like, not that we're not, you know, not that we're not trying real hard to fuck black guys, but it's just, you know, you fuck who you fuck.
You fuck who you fuck.
Do
you
Mike fuck, Brown was on.
Do you fuck a specific gender?
No.
You're a non-discriminating a specific fucker.
Gender?
Wait, gender, race?
I was like, yeah, I
think. Yeah, yeah, yes, women.
Female. Sorry, gender. I meant race. No, I'm trying not to adjust race. The
I
volumes.
I don't have a specific race. I'm like a Pokemon catcher. I'm trying to.
Trying to catch them all?
Catch them all. You don't know what you like unless, like, yeah, I've been with white women. They're the same as black women.
In bed, really?
Yeah.
You think they're just the same? You don't
it's
have
the,
any?
It's the same. It all depends on where you were raised, I guess, you know?
Right.
Like a white chick from the hood is exactly the same as a black chick from the hood.
Okay, so it's more, you think it's more of an economic thing?
Yeah. It's a, yeah
what about, definitely. Wait, so what's the difference between a hood chick and a non-hood chick? Black or white, doesn't matter.
I think it's just the way they speak to you and the way they go about getting things done. Hood chick is more upfront with whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's no, it's like, fuck that. This is what I want. This is what I expect from you. And a chick from the suburbs who's a little bit more like calm and settled. She's like, she.
Maybe we could just do oral passive. First.
So wait, yeah, I'm from she's the, like, I'm
she
does chick?
Whatever you, she's like, no, whatever you want. Until oh, she figures out what that's she who, doesn't like.
That's exactly my career, the sexual career, the right? First couple years you've described
whatever,
very accurately.
Whatever you want.
That's why when Nico came on and he was saying how, like, we were saying white chicks give it way faster than he sleeps a lot of Dominican girls. And I was like, you know what? I did have anal sex with you for the first time, like the second time we were had sex.
With Nico?
Yeah.
You had sex with little Nico?
No.
Not the comedian.
Oh,
Nico.
Okay.
No.
A guy I met. Christina has not fucked any comedians because when she's been with a boyfriend since she started comedy. Whereas on the flip side, I've been single. I was in a relationship basically the whole time until I started comedy. Mm-hmm. So I have fucked, you know, pretty much a late night show.
If I was single, though, during this comedy, I feel like I'd fuck everyone.
Yeah, that's why I do, because it's like, very hard not to.
You're funny. You're funny. Like, hey, I like funny.
Are you, now are you, what, I know some people are very, I know obviously you've dated a comic, maybe more. Have you dated more?
No, I've only dated one comic.
Only, and how was that?
It was good, I think. No,
how long
I'm
did
saying
you date?
We only dated for like what? Like maybe like 9 months.
Okay.
I think. That's and we had a lot of our own issues that wasn't really comedy based. It was just a lot of like insecurities in the way we went.
That's pretty comedy based.
Yeah. So yeah. Not even really, because if you can date a regular person who's still fucked up,
yeah,
you
got to
deal
true.
With the same issues.
But
it wasn't like we were trying
to beat
on each other. Like, hey, what do you think about this? It was none of that shit.
Right.
It was like, yeah, I had to work on shit. She had to work on shit.
Well, right. I feel like everyone's fucked up, but comedians are way more upfront about their fucked upness.
Yeah. Well, how could I explain? Dating a comic is like when. Comics, we're very vulnerable on stage. When we come home, we're like cats. We just want to be petted and just that. Now,
that's
you're dating another comic.
Yeah.
You can't pet a person while they're petting you. You can't be like, hey, everything's all right. Now do me. You can't do that. So it's like knowing
Hold
when
me.
It's not your turn. Knowing right. when it's like, all right, I got to put my shit aside and give this person what they need.
Yeah, you have to like take turns.
A lot of neediness.
Oh, I'm super fucking needy.
And
she
most
learned
comedians
that the hard
are,
way.
Yeah.
She's like, God damn, you're needy.
But like, this is the problem with me, because like I'm not needy, but and I love comedians, but the one thing I hate about comedians is their neediness. Like, I love the upfront. I love the acting like dudes with dudes. I like the fucked upness, but I do not.
The fucked upness.
Yeah. But I do not like the neediness or the insecurity. It drives me crazy.
Everybody is insecure or needy to a point.
No. Yeah, everyone is to a point, but comedians are way more, and I find it intolerable.
We're artists.
That's how we need to express ourselves.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like you can be a confident artist.
Do when you're
confident
not
confident artist art sucks.
David Blaine. It does. Because you're like, I don't want to see this.
No
everyone's
one wants
happy.
To see
fuck
this
you.
Shit.
I don't think that's necessarily
David Blaine
true.
Is an artist?
Yeah. Well, I mean he is.
No.
David Blaine no. is an artist.
I don't like his art.
Nah, whether or not we respect magic what he does, that's a whole different
sucks.
Thing.
I like magic, but
his magic sucks.
His magic's lazy. That ain't fucking
I'm just
magic.
Gonna immerse myself in this water
Chris
you can
Angel.
Watch.
Uh-huh. That's not magic. There's like I'm gonna stay in this box for 7 days without food.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Africa. How about that?
That is very African of him.
Do you slay poon when you're not in a relationship and you're doing comedy?
I want to say before the relationship, yes. And then now,
why?
Yes. It was before,
and now, yes. So
I used to be fat as shit. Very, like, yeah.
Ooh,
very, like,
that's why you're insecure.
Face.
I love this.
No, it had nothing to do with
Ryan Reese over here.
Like, yeah, it had nothing to do with my looks or anything. Because I hung around dudes who got pussy. And it was like, I'll just get the roll off. So I was never like.
And you were okay
with the
leftovers.
Yeah, I was okay being the leftovers because I still had a personality.
Yeah.
They had a pussy.
You know what I mean?
So.
But it was kind of like, all right, before, yes. And then I ended up getting in a relationship because I was like, oh, fuck, I like this girl more than anybody else. And then afterwards, it's like, now back to that shit. Back to this.
And did it feel good to go right back into it? Or did you feel like, I'm
no,
lonely.
Because you got it's like interviewing for the same type of job over. What do you do for a living? What do you do for you? Tell me, how many sisters do you have? I don't care.
Oh,
stop
thank God.
Asking me so many fucking questions.
It's so annoying.
Getting
to know
day,
you, period.
Girl, nothing. And she was like, do you want to know anything about me? I was like, eventually I will learn something about
it'll
you.
It'll come out naturally
yes,
in like just, anecdotes.
It's not an
yes,
interview.
I was like, let's just have fun. I know your last name just in case something happens. But I don't want to keep doing that same
thing. It's going through the motions.
Yes,
you feel like you have to. It feels so fucking phony.
And then, yeah. And then it is phony because women accelerate the getting to know you process to justify fucking you instead of just being
sometimes,
like,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? I do want to fuck you. I don't really care about the other shit. But to not seem like a whore, they were like, so tell me everything about yourself. No, no.
But it's like the more you know about someone, the more horrible they are. So it's like, I don't need, I'd rather just fuck someone and then learn, have them disappoint me after that. But at least like, let's have the first few fucks be great.
Yeah,
wait,
but
and then you
don't
can
wanna
slowly disappoint me.
People change. People
joking.
Change. So no matter
not
what
really.
You think you know about a person, they can always surprise you.
Oh, of course.
So I'm like, tell me nothing because you're just going to show me a different side anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
give me zero expectations
girls,
up front. We're going to be great.
Girls who are too honest up front are liars. Girls will be like, I'm this type of person. And oh. I like this. And then later on, but what happened to this shit?
Because,
what happened to I don't need anybody?
Because if you have to say it, then you're just trying to make yourself seem like a person you're not. Like, that's
exactly.
So that's the human nature of like, that's why Facebook exists. So people could create this version of themselves that isn't fucking real.
Yes.
That's not who they are.
Right.
Yes.
But this is the cross I bear that Christina, you talk about all the time with me because you always think, people always think that I'm hiding something.
Oh, you are. What are you doing under that hoodie?
Because I'm such an oversharer. But I really, guys, I've just really like nothing bad happened. Like I had a sandbox and a little like log cabin in my backyard.
How many kitten heads are in that sandbox? Yeah,
kitten
I'm hiding
heads?
Some.
No,
I'm
really not. Like, I wish I was because sometimes I like go on stage and I'm like, I am so fucking boring because like nothing. But like you have such an like for you like sitting here with you, I feel like a fucking dipshit. Like, because you have this
what
rich
struggles?
Story. You
yeah.
have you struggle. You grew up in
everybody
foster homes.
Some
no, I really
way.
Didn't.
Yeah, but like
I really
didn't.
About
that struggle you had at
it's
Starbucks
so
when they didn't get your order right.
What that's a
no,
bitch! That cunt Kelly was a horrible barista.
Yeah, that's and I hate when people do that. And it's like, you know, I know we all live in it's struggle is relative.
It is.
But
it really
also
is.
Sometimes it's just fucking obnoxious.
Well, you can recognize that people's struggles are harder than your struggles.
Right.
Yeah,
but
you recognize it and you just
you appreciate
live your
it and
life
you move
and
on.
You appreciate it and you're just like, all right.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
compare
no.
your struggles.
I am so grateful. Jesus Christ. Yeah, could have been so, way but worse. It's great. Everything's great. Even when I'm having a
wow,
horrible
voice,
day.
Why she changed her voice?
Everything's
great.
Great.
Everything is great.
She does
you know
mean
I'm
it. A lot
not
of people,
invite you on
a lot of a lot of people do come up to her and assume that she's trying to hide something. It is true, and I've witnessed it for the past 5 years, and I've tried to figure it out. I got nothing.
I'm telling you, nothing.
I've tried to be like, what the fuck is this bitch hiding?
Well, my mom always said the easiest part of raising me was that I told people, like, that I always told her exactly what I wanted. And she's like, sure, what you want is always the most difficult thing in the world, but at least I know.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is. But I think I especially wanted to have you on the podcast because we were on a podcast a couple days ago together.
The booty and pizza.
Yeah, it was supposed to be about booty and pizza, and it kind of progressed very quickly.
Guys, we're not talking about booty or pizza, so I'd like to omit myself.
It kind of progressed very quickly into Monroe talking about how he distrusts women.
Oh, yeah.
I was fascinated by this. Why don't you delve into this a little? Why don't you trust us, Monroe?
Don't trust these hoes.
I'm not a hoe. I'm sexually explorative.
Do you use the word hoe a lot?
Nah.
Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
My friends always disagree with me on this. Okay. But I got a very different view on women and sex. I'm like, it's not the quality. It's not the quantity of guys. It's the quality of guys. You're only a hoe if you fuck scumbags. If you fucking guys who aren't scumbags and aren't going around saying they fucked you, no one knows your business.
Yeah, but if you go fucking guys who tell people they fuck you and you tell people you fuck them, then what's the difference?
Then you're a scumbag too. But you're a hoe bag.
Why does sex have to be a secret?
We parade who we fuck.
It doesn't have to be a secret. I'm just saying I feel like that's where that mentality comes from, that word, and just people going, oh, she's a hoe. How is she a hoe? And you trying to fuck too.
Well, that's why it's a lot of hypocrisy when people call each other hoes.
A lot of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, especially in the comedy community, because I feel like when it gets out that someone had sex with another comic, like it spreads around. Meanwhile, like eight other people in the room have had sex with that person.
None of this shit matters. None of the gossip and comedy matters because it's high school.
But we're once so you get bored, to a certain Monroe. Level,
everybody forgets whatever the fuck you did.
That's
and then
true.
They're trying to just, you know, be a friend again. So I was like, none of that shit matters.
Right.
You can fuck whoever you want. If people talking about it, it's just like, hey, what are we talking about with you though?
Right. Now, do you have any jokes written about you? Have you ever heard another comedian tell, like that you had sex with, tell a joke about you?
I don't know. Probably.
You don't know?
I don't know.
But they're
I
a girl. Know. They're a girl. They're nice enough to hide it, but it's obvious.
Oh, yeah.
I don't go around telling who I fuck. You'll never know. You know who I dated, but you'll never know.
How many people have you fucked?
What? Just in
how many
general?
People? Yeah, yeah. Know.
Not a lot. Not my numbers are low.
Was it 20s, 30s, 10s? Yeah. How much?
Huh? It's up. It's yeah, closer to the 30s. Not 30s. A lot. Not a lot.
But it's not a lot or a little. Yeah, it's
weird
number. Not a lot.
I mean, but it's also like you. I mean, like the way you sent to me, it seemed like it was like 5.
Yeah, if someone was like, I haven't fucked a lot of girls, I'd be like, what, like,
I would say 5. Six? Yeah.
Just like 5.
And you're like, no, just like 30.
But 30's right for you. That's 30, like what you're doing. Yeah. Right?
No, I got to get them numbers up. No.
Do you feel pressure to get
the
numbers?
No, not at all.
You don't talk about who you fuck, so who cares?
I know.
When'd you start fucking?
I started first time having sex, 16. Then I didn't have sex again until 18. And then once again, I was just like, I'll wait again. And then it was 23. And then 23, that's when I was knocking that shit down.
That's when you slayed that pussy.
That's when I was like, I had my own place. And an all
right
job. At
23, you had your own place?
I was living on my own at 19.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
had a girlfriend at 19, like an idiot.
Did she live with you?
No, she lived with her parents, but I'm like, I'm not gonna step out.
We're gonna be together forever.
We're gonna be together forever. And then we broke up. I was like, pussy everywhere.
Wait, was that the first realization that you had, pussy everywhere?
No, I didn't really say that. It was just funny.
Thought
where I was just like, oh, okay, girls, I'm young with my own place. And they just don't want to stay at their mom's house. They're gonna come over and be like, fuck him, so
that's
I'm gonna
true.
Sleep.
Especially at 19, not many people have their own place. There's roommates, there's some barriers, there's some obstacles to do to fuck.
Yeah, if I was 19 and I knew someone who was 19 who had their own place, I probably would just fuck you because you had your own place.
Exactly.
We can fuck in silence.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like an apartment that you have by yourself is like huge fucking points.
Oh,
like,
exactly.
Dude, I'd install a swing or some shit.
No, what I had, I moved everything from my living room into my bedroom. So I had a couch in my bedroom, a TV. Only thing I had in my living room was like a table and stuff. That way you would have to hang out in my bedroom.
Ooh, I love this.
It had two different color lights. My friends used to make fun
of
me. I had a bluish light in the living room. So
why?
I don't know, because I was like, oh yeah, when they come in here, it looks all nice and blue, and they're gonna be like, oh, this is nice.
Do you think girls get wet from blue light? Like,
and then
were there red lights?
I
knew
it.
Yeah. I knew it.
I knew it. You fly fuck.
This sounds like some like fucking weird Yoko Ono art exhibit.
And then we had a purple light in the bathroom so people could move their bowels.
To the ceiling, and then you used a magnifying glass and it just said yes on the ceiling.
Our kitchen was orange.
I had a projector.
That you put in your 70s
room? In my room. Oh, boom. Like,
you had a whole living room with a table in it.
Yes. And they would go, I'm like, let's watch a movie. And then I'm like, oh, I got a projector in my room. And we're sitting on the couch. I'm like, I'm not going to get in your bed. I'm like, I'm not going to get in your bed. Let's do this. Right here. We're on the couch watching the movie.
They always try to downplay the bed. Like, I love when guys make it to seem like you aren't crazy for even thinking that I wanted you to get in my bed. You're crazy.
Because I got this couch. We can fucking stand up. Like, don't worry, the bed.
But sitting in a guy's bed.
Is different.
It's not. You're not going to not at least touch a butt cheek.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, no,
or a boob?
They think because they think if they don't get in the bed that nothing's gonna happen. But once you're on the couch, you can still do the same movements.
They think
you
can still nothing's gonna happen.
Once you're alone with a man, you're in danger.
Yes,
what he said. Basically,
they think nothing's gonna happen if they're on the couch.
To know.
Okay. Hey, oh, you don't think I'm gonna get you? You don't think I'm gonna get you on the couch?
Every guy's inner monologue.
Oh my god!
Oh, I'm gonna get you, motherfucker.
You're trying to run, huh?
Do you enjoy you enjoy that when a girl like when plays a little hard to get? Do you like her to be easy?
Yeah. I like it when it's a little hard to get.
Right.
I don't like.
We all do.
Yeah. I don't like it when you're sediddy. Like I went out with a girl recently.
When you're what?
Was all that sediddy? Hot sediddy?
Oh, I was like diddy, like P Diddy.
Like, diddy, like.
Are we speaking the same language?
Diddy, like you change your name.
I don't like it
seconds?
When a girl's Diddy. She was like, yeah, take that. No, I recently went out with a girl and she was pretty, but she was just weird in the sense of she was trying to place herself on a pedestal and just like, you got to come and get this. I'm the top of the food chain. I was like, kind of like, nah.
And she wasn't as good as she thought she was.
Did you bang her?
I'd put it right in the cab and go do my spots. I was like, I got a spot at 1. She was like, oh, I can come. No, it's all right. Save something for later. We can hang out again.
And then you
so that turned
her?
You off. That cockiness turned you
off.
Yeah.
Because I'm not being cocky.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like cockiness. What
I don't,
about you?
I don't like cockiness.
I like confidence.
Cockiness is false difference. Confidence.
Yeah. Because, again, it goes back to the whole Facebook thing. Like, if you have to say it, it's obviously not true. You're overcompensating.
Yeah.
And right away, that's a red flag for me.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. There's different levels of cockiness. I do like assholes, though.
Do you like licking buttholes, Monroe? Have you ever licked a butthole?
I've done a lot of stuff. Put an M&M in a butthole. You ever eat an M&M
Word?
Out of a butthole? Yeah.
Out of a butthole. How do you
eat an M&M out of a butthole?
Just in the tip? Or do you have to make sure it doesn't
get
lost?
Not all the way in there. Not
yeah,
I'm all
stuck at 3 inches up.
Just a little piece of it. Just a little. In the little.
Where did you get that idea from?
I don't know. Boredom. It was my ex from like 2 years ago. And it was that snowstorm, and we lived in Astoria, and the trains were down. She couldn't go to work. And
a lot of people got pregnant that day.
A lot of people. We were like cooking. Well, all we did was cook and fuck. We just
it's the best.
Watch movies on her computer and fucked. And somehow we had a bag of M&Ms, and I was just like, "Yo, this be
you know
fun.
Me, your
and
butthole
like
better to lick."
One on her body and shit, right. Then later on her back, put it in her butt cheeks, and then one like in the hole.
That's so funny.
Did she care? Was she
she don't care. I'm her dude.
Yeah.
She didn't think I would be asked this question. Pretty sure of that.
Well, no one did, and that's the magic of this podcast. Everything that you never thought would be brought up again is brought up again.
I think odd guys eat butt.
No. A lot of guys are grossed out by it because it thinks it makes them gay or something.
If you eat a woman's ass?
Well, no. Not, they think that if they like getting their ass licked, it's
oh,
like
no,
gay.
You can't lick my ass.
Do you think that's gay?
That's off limits.
Why?
Very
it feels good,
one,
Monroe.
Too ticklish.
In your butthole with
just
a tongue.
All that, like, I had a
how do you know your butthole
around,
is ticklish?
Like under the balls, and I was like,
well,
like
that,
I literally did that. No,
is that
like,
a sound that you make during sex?
Like,
is that a sound that you made because it was approaching the butthole, or because you were actually ticklish?
Because it was approaching the butthole.
That's what I thought.
Mm-mm,
why?
Don't do that. Don't
why?
Like it. Don't like it.
Are you
it.
Insecure? Maybe you got some.
No, I'm not insecure. Just
maybe
not
you didn't wipe until it's white or something. Last time you shit.
It's a common phrase on this podcast.
This is just a callback from last week's episode.
Yeah.
I like that. That's funny. Wipe it till it's white.
Wait, but is that why? Why? What's the reason? I'm always curious.
I'm pretty clean. It's just that pretty it's clean? Uncomfortable. I mean, like, if I'm walking the streets and then you just going to lay me down and go for the ass.
Well,
what's up with you?
Right. That's fucked up. Yeah. What is up with you?
What
because
is up with you?
Something weird is up with you. But you would never. So if a girl... Mm-hmm. If she eased in,
no.
I like want to lick your butthole to show you that it's great.
Has someone attempted on you?
Well, the girl with the balls. And she's the girl with the balls. She lifted the balls up. So right. To that
but I mean, like the actual like tongue in the ass.
A tongue never made it to your butthole.
Tongue has a tongue ever made it to your butthole? Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And you're like,
see my face? It was like very.
He seems very proud. Like you're like when you would you wear. You would wear like ask me how my tongue has never made it to my butthole.
Ask me about how many tongues have touched my asshole.
Mm-hmm. Zero. But you like licking a girl's butt.
Yeah.
Did you always like that? When did you discover you like that? Because I remember when I was sleeping with a guy that I was like a fuck buddy for years. Mm-hmm. He whipped that move out all of a sudden. I was like, whoa. And then I was like, wait a second.
I just wanted to try it. I'm curious. And then it's more about her reaction to whatever you do. And I was like, oh, I like this. I like this control I have.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
That's why giving a blowjobs are so much fun. It's good sense of control.
No,
it's
also the control issue. That's just no. I'm just analyzing you.
Top analyzer.
What do you think of him so far?
Well, I love Monroe.
I'm controlling.
But you
are you? We all are in a sense.
Oh, I'm super controlling. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not as controlling.
I'm very controlling.
But I love giving a blowjob. One of the reasons why it's so great is because it feels like you are in control.
It's so funny because that's one of the one things that I'm just like, that's one of the few moments when I'm not trying to gain control. I'm just trying to get it over with.
Well, hurry this shit up.
Please come. It's fun for the first like 3 minutes when you're like, oh, like, yeah, it's all great. And then you're just like, my mouth hurts. So
I
bad
talk
right
anymore.
Now. Like, it's so painful.
Do you, love
and repetitive,
Monroe?
If they're good. Yes. I've had toothy blowjobs.
What makes a bad
I've had toothy blowjobs and I'm just.
So what? How do you? I don't get how girls give toothy blowjobs.
I feel like there's a lot of discrepancies though because some people are like,
is it hitting the back teeth
no
and you don't know?
Toothy blowjobs.
No one likes a toothy. But some people are like, oh, even a bad blowjob is a good blowjob. But then teeth are actually a painful.
But here's my
blowjob.
Question:
there's a weapon.
There's no way a dick cannot at least touch my back teeth.
No,
right?
No, I've had some where I'm like, do you have teeth at all? Where the fuck? Where is this?
Did you take your dentures out?
It doesn't need to touch your back teeth.
No, but I feel like. But the top back teeth. How can a dick not touch that?
Because you don't let it hit that. You have to keep it in the middle. It's like ski ball. Aim for the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I do. But if the dick's big, you can't not at least graze your back.
No. Yes,
I
can.
You have to.
You need to stop brushing your teeth.
You have to lift your tongue and then put your lips under, kind of like it looks like. So it looks like you have dentures. Like cover your teeth with your lips, like
someone who
took their dentures out. No. That's what you have to do.
Like my grandpa.
So then, how do you do it?
I just.
You one of those.
I put my tongue over my lower teeth. I put my tongue over my bottom set of teeth.
Your tongue over. See, I put my lips over.
Yeah, but you can't put anything over your back teeth.
That method just like
you put your lips over your front teeth.
Like this, right there.
Yeah.
And hey, Shannon.
And like an old woman.
See,
that's why I can't wait to get old.
I don't get why is it hot.
Gonna be amazing.
Why is it hot to watch a girl give a blowjob? She looks like an elderly zombie with Downs.
I don't know.
Drooling all over a place.
That's amazing.
Like she doesn't have teeth.
But that's also why it hurts.
Yeah, I don't really like that as much with porn. I like the fucking. Get to the sex.
I wanted to bring this up. I watched a porn that scarred me forever this past weekend.
Yeah, you told me about that. What happened?
It was on youporn.com and I was my porn days are over. I'm not really into porn anymore, but every now and then I gotta whip it out. Christina
like Monroe with his dick. I'm really trying to figure out what I'm doing wrong with this blowjob.
We'll send photos. And then I found this casting couch type porn where it was like basically the guy sets up this office and I think it's real, which really disturbed me. Like he sets up this scenario that girls are coming in for adult modeling auditions, but there is no job. And he puts that on the screen, like the caption, like these girls think they're auditioning for an adult modeling job, but the catch is there is no job.
Right away,
what
I'm
will
sad.
They do? No, I know. So I'm like, I gotta see more. And The guy's in it, but you can only see like his hand. Like he seems young. He seems good looking from his hands and his lower body. Yeah, so it's POV. But and then the girls come in and like we all know porn actors are not good actors, but these girls seem like real people, and this is what was alarming.
Really good.
So
I'm
they know
excited.
They're gonna get nude because it's like a Suicide Girls type thing, and that's why I got it, because you know I was
girls are
busy
hot.
Searching goth young goth girls again, which is the problem that I
is
have.
That what you like?
Yeah, I just want
like to. Like
goth girls are hot.
Yeah, I love tattoos and piercings and anything like that. I like the when the guys have that too, but that's harder to find both of them. But yeah, and so they're doing this, and then basically the guy's like, okay. Okay, well, you look great naked. We got to send this video, though, to my partners, and you got to suck my dick now. And some of the girls just look horrified.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, obviously, like they're not that good of an actress.
They only put the,
to look that horrified.
They only put the ones on YouPorn that actually did it. But I mean, there was one, and she was getting pounded from like the butt, in the butt. And like,
owie.
She looked like.
Not having fun.
This was. Not Aww. She did not she printed out her resume and she Aww. Had her headshot and Aww. She didn't.
Why you feel sorry for her? She
was there. She
to go,
showed up.
Whoa! This ain't what the fuck.
Well, and you're
up
right.
For.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
If I go in for a job and then they go, "Hey, it isn't no job. But you can suck my dick." I'm like, no.
Well, yeah. Obviously, she knew she was going to get naked.
Of
but my
course,
thing is like, is it hot? Is the kink in this video the fact that I don't know? I didn't know. Oh my god! What are you doing to my ass? Like, is that like the fact
I
that she's so?
I mean,
surprised?
These girls are basically getting taken advantage of because I've always been very much on the side of like I'm very pro porn. Like I think the sex industry is cool and stuff, and obviously there's a lot of horrific stories, but overall I had a positive view of porn, and this like changed my view of porn, and I was like horrified by this.
I want to
like,
see
horrified.
It because I'm pretty sure it's fake.
What?
Pretty sure it's fake.
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I want to see it too.
Yeah.
You should tell me the link.
But the thing is, okay,
I'm
so
curious.
Even if it, and I totally
because she obviously
thought,
knows she's gonna get naked and fuck,
yeah,
right?
No. What?
But those casting couches are all every casting couch video I've ever seen. They get naked and fuck.
Oh well, yeah. Because
I've never seen one where she just goes.
Because
nah,
the ones
good.
Where they
well,
say
they don't
nah,
those.
Don't make it to youporn.com.
Right,
guys.
Of course.
No one wants to
I don't
see
think
that.
Anybody says nah.
But I'm saying it's like I don't think these
Somebody's
girls are that.
Nah.
I don't think
you looked at her and you're like
Meryl
that girl's...
Streep couldn't capture this pain
right,
in the
right.
eyes. Mm. You know that deep emotional Sophie's
but
Choice
that's
pain.
That's why porn stars are like you know.
What
untapped talent?
But this wasn't even a high budget porn. So even if it is fake, which I totally hope it is.
Yeah,
it still bothers me.
You got
me
a feeling though that it wasn't
that someone would be turned on by someone being taken advantage
well,
of in
rape
that
fantasies.
Way.
Yeah,
rape fantasies are. It wasn't powerful and like a strong choice
well,
like that. It was like
yeah.
It was like being like kind of like lightly cajoled into doing something heinous with a stranger's dick.
She didn't like what was getting done to her.
Yeah.
It was clear because yeah. Any like porn that I've watched as a rape fantasy or game bang, the girl is enjoying it.
Yeah, I wanted to see the girl enjoying
it, and that's
it.
Fun for me.
Right,
I
you
like
know what I mean?
Think all of it's fake.
Well, it all is.
Well,
except for the penis going into the vagina. Do you nah, why? Does that make you feel better
CGI,
about it?
CGI, yo.
I gotta break so. Something to you.
What? Those are real dicks?
It's real. Those are real dicks and real vaginas. What's the most fucked up porn you've ever watched?
There was one that was funny that like the one you were watching was some fat dude tricking girls into like modeling. They thought
I'm
that
the
he
intern.
Was like a model. Like a type of, he's just a fat dude, but he told me that he's an agent.
Why are you here?
And
you
that
fat.
He's going to, and that he's going to, like, he wants to see their body, and he wants to, he's like, and we do sex scenes too, just in case we have something for acting, and they do sex scenes in movies because they don't ever use the real actors. They use stunt devils.
Right, stunt
so
naked bodies.
Like, I just got to see how you are. And
I love these
dude,
fake-ass plots.
We got to see it in case you're going to get cast.
Because he's fucking these girls. He's terrible at it.
That's so sad.
That's why you had to put this production together to get fucked.
They hate it. And it's like so funny because one girl, he was fucking raw. And she was like, she was like, did you come at me? He goes, no, I didn't come. She goes, girl, because I'm not on birth control. You know, you just see him just pull
That's
out.
Too real.
Oh,
too
my
real.
God.
I was dripping. I was like, that is
oh.
So, okay, are you just watching porn for comedic value?
It's funny.
I was going to jerk off, but now I'm laughing hysterically.
There was one where another dude was having a threesome with this chick, and, like, the dude was on the couch, and then the other chick was, like she's like this, bouncing on top, and sucking the dude's dick on the back. right? And then,
so she's bouncing in her head, and she's bouncing
head to the other yeah.
backwards, giving head to the
oh my yeah,
her head dipped to the, back. Okay.
No, not dipped like back. So she's on the couch.
Okay, like, we need a visual.
Dude,
yeah,
and the dude is right here, standing on the other end of the couch, on the other side of the couch,
right,
by the other guy's head, getting his dick sucked
right.
by the girl on top, and then he goes to come, and she's—I guess she's so into it, like she just like takes it out and moves, and he comes on the guy's.
Oh, that's hilarious! Revenge, bitch.
And the dude is freaking out. He's like,
he's freaking out.
The dude did freak out. Came on.
He that's hilarious.
You gotta be in the moment, man. You gotta be in the moment. What would you do if a guy came on you, Monroe?
I would freak out to him. Like, what the fuck? I wouldn't even touch it. Get it off.
Now, would you ever put yourself in a situation where a guy could possibly come on you?
What do you mean? Have a threesome?
Yes, or an orgy. Like a sex party.
I tried.
To have a threesome with another dude and a girl?
No, I'm not into guys, but it was this chick. No,
we didn't say that you were.
It was a girl.
And I'm not gay.
She was hot. I don't got to say I'm not Martin. Gay. Listen
not
to
gay.
My
not
voice.
Not gay. Performing all matter. Over New York City.
Yeah, what up, y'all?
Be just because they don't talk like this doesn't mean you're not gay.
But, yeah, that's you too.
Okay. All right, threesome, go.
So it was at a show, and it was a girl, and she was dope. She was dope, and I was talking to her, and then another friend of mine, he like walked up when I went away, and he started talking to her, and it's like I'm not one of those people who'd be like, "Yo, that's me." But so I went back to talk to her, and we was like talking about sex and shit, and she was like, "I like you." She was like, "I like you a lot. I will come home with you." She was like, "But I like your friend too." And my friend walked over, and I was like, "Yo, she likes both of us." And he was like, "Hey, all right, yeah, sure."
I'm in.
And then, so we were like, "All right, after this show, we're gonna go back to whoever place, and we go do this." And then he's like, "Cool." I guess he gets nervous, and he just starts getting fucked up, like drunk, to the point where he's annoying. Where he's
not
like,
sexy.
Hey, get over here, man. We gonna fuck this girl, yeah. And you can just see that she's like,
"Oh my god,
nah, I'm all right. I'm good."
How pissed
Because I was
you?
Just trying to. I was just
so
like,
"So she fucked it up? He fucked it up for you?
For me too?" Because yeah. when I came back to her, we're like I was like, "All right." Well, he's drunk as shit, so let's go back. Let's just do it. She was like, "No, I kind of really want to fuck both of y'all." And I was like, "You just don't want to fuck me?" She was like, she was like, "It'll be fun, but it won't be fun as if like two people."
But you were on board to have the threesome with another dude.
Yeah, I wasn't going to touch him. We were just going.
Right, yeah. No. And that's what I'm saying.
Eiffel Tower, you know what I'm saying?
I'm very pro this. Good job. I'm
yeah,
so
I like
you.
I like when guys are like, "Yeah, it's fine, whatever."
Let's touch him.
We're just going to be there.
Because having a threesome with two dudes is fun.
Really?
Yeah.
You did that before?
Yeah.
What the fuck have happened?
My only threesome. And it happened very off guard. Totally, like one guy laid to my right, the other guy laid to my left, and I was like, "Oh, where? This is what we're doing? All right."
Oh,
I knew
shit.
Them.
Is that how you do it? You just gotta.
It wasn't planned. I always thought it had to be planned. That wasn't planned. That worked well.
Like, I wouldn't plan it. I wouldn't plan to have
like that night. But that night, that guy didn't fuck it up for you. That's yeah. like naturally just like happened.
It was a natural thing, but yeah. I wouldn't be like, "Yo, let's do it." Like, it almost happened again. Another friend, we were hanging at a bar.
People don't only want to fuck you. You must have really hot friends.
I don't know what it is. No, I didn't want to fuck this girl. My friend did, but she would not leave with him. And she was like, "Come on."
I'm
like,
to you.
Yeah. She just kept saying, "Come on, let's go." And I'm like, whatever. She got fucked up. And then her friend was just like, "No, I'm not letting her go with y'all."
Good friend.
That's like, good friend.
No,
yeah.
Fuck that friend, man.
No. You. Well, I mean, do you?
No, she said,
why
yeah.
is everyone gotta get inebriated for threesomes?
Do you feel like?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't gotta get drunk. I'm sober as shit for sex.
Are you no? And what? How do you? What are your feelings on fucking drunk girls? Like, is there a?
They don't do it, man. I've seen the statistics for like college rapes and shit. And
men are so paranoid about.
But no,
raping
but seriously, but that's how
yeah.
most of them are.
Yeah,
we were both drunk, and I just don't remember giving him consent. Blah, blah blah. Nope, fuck that. You're gonna be sober, and you're gonna see the text messages. I save all the text messages.
Oh my god. But how about from an emotional? Getting accused of rape.
Aside, rape accusations aside,
yeah, rape accusations to the left in a box to the left. Emotionally, like, does it? If a girl is drunk, do you care that she's not like in it or into you, or does it not bother you?
No, you gotta be into it. I hate dead fish.
I don't like dead fish, but like, so, like when I'm drunk, I'm like, I'm crazy and great at sex.
Crazy and great at sex, cool. But if you're just going to lay there, I'm like,
That's not the problem. I feel like sometimes in my past, like if I'm drunk, people have like, and the next day, like when they realize, I think I, people don't realize how drunk I am sometimes.
They really don't.
Yeah. And so, and then they are seem almost appalled that they had sex with someone who next day they realize was as drunk as I was. So like, I'm like, it didn't bother me because I've never had sex with anyone drunk that I wouldn't have sex with sober. And that's like, for me, I'm not doing anything crazy.
Okay.
You know, that's because if I woke up next to someone and I was like, oh my God, I would have never had sex with this person. That's a red flag.
Right.
But I know who I'm going to have sex enough with wherewithal. Basically when I leave the house.
Yeah.
When I leave my apartment, the outfit I am wearing is to specifically lure someone in. Okay. If I walk into a club and I'm wearing your favorite band's t-shirt, that's not a fucking coincidence. Okay. Just so everyone knows.
I know.
You know? So it's carefully planned out, just the same way as you blue light, red lighted your
yellow light, orange
your little
light.
Apartment.
Goddamn right.
I feel like I just always
everything's it's on purpose.
Yeah.
But if a girl was drunk and you were not drunk, but she was not a dead fish, and she was like, "Yo, wanna fuck?" Like Corinne, if you were wasted,
and she was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, "I want to fuck."
But I've had sex with girls who were drunk, and I'm just like, "I don't want to do this anymore." And I kind of just like.
Because they weren't into it, or they were like zoning out.
They were just like lazy. I hate lazy fuckers.
I hate lazy. Period. No one wants that. Lazy is not attractive.
Lazy, just
So I assume that you're very active in bed. You're like very giving.
Yes.
Do you like going down on girls?
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah. Yay! We love to hear.
That's a very
control thing. Too.
No, but that's also very. There's that black stereotype that black guys
plenty of guys that
don't
eat
like going eating
pussy.
I didn't ever think that was true, and then I heard someone say it like probably like 2 years ago, and I was like, I didn't know that was a thing, and then people just say it. But I've also never met a black dude who's like, I hate going down on chicks.
No.
I don't know.
Have you asked a lot of black guys if they like eating pussy?
I have before in conversation, like because I talk to everyone about sex now. I feel like because they're like podcast,
right?
And I always
black guy said it, but yeah,
they love going down on chicks.
Yeah, like
I've never encountered a guy.
I think old black men didn't like going down on women.
Oh,
yeah, that's nasty. I feel like that's how they said it. That's nasty. I do the shit. Yeah, you got that right. It's just
you
something
an M&M
about
out of a butthole.
Looking at them squirm and you're controlling their movement. It's like a video game. It's like I'm doing this shit.
That's
I'm controlling
why guys
this
like
shit.
Pussy. It's a fucking video game.
But why not? Oh, I was gonna say I was like the control. I was like, yeah, the same way that you know girls feel empowered by sucking dick.
But also, it turned like with Steven, for instance, as my boyfriend, he gets turned on by me getting turned on,
of course.
So that element too. That's a lot of another element.
You want to know that you're doing a great job. So let's get to the root of your deep control issues. Where does this come from, Monroe? Why are you a maniac?
What? Wait, I didn't like the way. look at the time.
Well, because I want to make sure. Well, I know you have a spot, and I want to make sure that we don't. This is the core.
You can talk to us, Monroe. We don't
judge.
Singing
over it.
I'm fascinated by you.
Just childhood shit where you didn't have any control when you were younger. Didn't have a control of where you were going to go. What could you do and stuff like that.
So now I'm
trying to control everything, which isn't good because that's how my last relationship ended.
Well, the listeners don't know.
Control.
But you grew up. You grew up in going from foster home.
I grew up in New Delhi.
New Delhi, India?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking with
me?
Fucking
I was going to say, damn it, you're putting us in a place where I'm like, you might be telling the truth.
I don't fucking know. You were talking about it the other day. You grew up in a bunch of different foster homes.
Yeah, grew up in foster homes.
How old were you?
Till
18?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To 18. And I went in at 7. And then I bounced around until 18.
Mm-hmm.
And in that situation, you never control how people feel.
You don't know what's going to happen next.
You don't know
to
anything's
right?
going to happen. So it's just like you bouncing around and you're living with this person and you like, you got your clothes in the dresser. You're decorating your room.
But it's not permanent.
One day somebody comes and go, you got to pack all that up. You're like, fuck. So now you never have a chance to get comfortable.
Holy shit.
Because now it's just everything is unstable. So control is kind of like a form of stability for me, any yeah. control. And then sometimes, like now that I'm older and I'm realizing I can't control everything, because trying to control everything is stressful and it stresses other people out too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know?
Well, that's good.
Well,
that
answers that. Jesus.
I'm learning.
But it also, you mentioned that it also kind of bred in you this distrust of women. Now, were you around, were like your foster moms, you felt like you couldn't trust them because you kept getting kind of booted out of their homes?
Yeah, you have to keep moving and stuff like that. So that's why I kind of don't trust women, because it's just like, to me, it was burned into my memory. It was just like, when women are done with something, they move on.
You didn't have any foster dads?
Men don't really foster.
Well, couples?
Single women?
Couples a lot. Yeah. Well, it's all single women who foster? Or it was a lot.
At least in Philadelphia, it was a lot of single parent women who foster, which is like, I get it. When there's a shortage on, like, parents, you're just gonna take whatever, because the rule should be two parent household or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't want to leave that situation, leave a single parent mom, and I'm like, oh, here's another single bitch, you don't got shit together.
Yeah, right. Because my mom was in foster homes for a while, the beginning of her life, and she has very vague memories, but like they wouldn't feed her. Mm-hmm. So that's why they had to move her. Like, we're giving you a stipend of money for this child. You got to take care of her.
People are just doing it. People like that, unfortunately, just doing it to make extra cash for their household. Yeah, and of course, that's inhumane. And I can't believe that anyone would do that. But I mean, there's a lot of
good foster parents out there too.
Yeah, there's a lot of wonderful foster parents and a lot of dipshits out. Just like in any,
it's
anything.
Like life, you know. There's dipshits and there's good shits.
Yeah,
good shits.
Love a good shit, right?
A good shit. An undipped shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Undipped shit.
We're getting real cryptic. I don't really know. I don't know what our secret code is that we're talking about.
What the hell?
There's good people and bad people.
Okay.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring up that article we were talking about. I know you don't know. You don't give a shit about Dave Grohl.
Do you read?
Have you ever seen on Facebook people posting Jezebel articles?
Yeah, and I just keep scrolling.
You just said what?
It's usually a huge feminist.
But
I don't like what he's trying to say.
I'm not a fan of calling people out on their shit. It's not like gives me pleasure. There was this article and it says Dave Grohl's Sonic Highway systematically erases women in music. It's by a woman named Julianne Shepherd on Jezebel. And it was just about how his documentary on HBO was about his musical journey, and his musical influences didn't have enough women. And she said the women weren't allowed to talk very long. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You're going backward. Like, that's not true.
Right.
And also the Nirvana Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction was fronted by all women.
Right.
Like, I just see, sometimes I see this shit where people cry feminism and they're just making up a problem for whatever fucking reason. And that drives me up the goddamn wall.
Well, also, but your influences don't need affirmative action.
You're a dude. If you're influenced primarily men, exactly.
You're great. Influenced by so what you're influenced
at, you're not
by.
Mad at the dude, you're mad at the girl.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
No, because what she's saying, what she's claiming, this like Dave Grohl's eliminating women in the history of music. No,
because
he's not.
It's
bitch,
counterproductive to feminism, because it's people like this who just cry sexism.
And it's not a lot, but when people do it, you got to have the wherewithal.
And then this is why people think women are crazy.
Now, what happened to him? Is he defending it?
He shouldn't defend it, because it's such utter bullshit. I remember I was scrolling, and I was like, what the fuck?
Dave Grohl is
every
above
episode.
This Jezebel article.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Grohl is busy being awesome.
But I used to think like, oh, I shouldn't speak out against that because I don't want people to think that all women are that crazy, because I hate hearing that to me. Yeah. I hate when people are like, women are emotional, they're fucking crazy. So when I call a woman out on being fucking crazy and crying feminism when it's complete bullshit, I feel like that's gonna carry on that stereotype that women just need to get off their periods and have a normal life. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but then I come to the conclusion, if you can't differentiate a person who's crying bullshit between a person who's actually saying words that are intelligent and thoughtful and have meaning, then you gotta fucking get your shit
together. Are the worst, and they should always be called
bullshitters
out.
They sneak up, man, and they ruin shit. Oh, that article got me so mad.
She was very upset about that.
You're very passionate.
I just don't like when people cry. I don't like when people feel bad for no reason
what she's saying. We're just like, now this is, now you're just searching for,
you're just making shit up.
Yeah, just the way, this, just the same way as it's annoying. It's annoying to find sexism in anything. It's annoying to find racism in everything. It's not in everything.
Yeah, right.
It's not in everything.
It, you can
when
find
it's there,
it
it's there.
If you're looking for it.
Yeah, it looks like true. When you're reading,
you can turn anything racist or sexist.
Well, yeah. It's like when you're reading a book in English class and then your teacher's like, oh, what was the meaning you got from that paragraph? And then you say what it meant to you. And then, she like unravels all this bullshit that you were supposed to think from reading this, and you're like, yeah. No,
mm-hmm. I taught that from a young age too.
I didn't know anything about the Titanic. Was yeah. You know, like just like something out of left field, and you're
they
like,
kept all
that was
the
personal
poor
to you.
In the like, basement, they
yeah. You're
died
like,
first.
How do we know Charles Dickens was thinking that? Because mm-hmm. I feel like this is just about a winding staircase.
You put words in his mouth in like, your struggle, sir.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
everybody
why.
Wants to.
It's
just,
not about yeah. a war.
Everybody wants to be artistic.
Yeah,
and think
and be and, right
and be right. You know, it doesn't matter how you get to being right. You just gotta fucking take whatever path.
Yeah, oh,
keep yelling things
bullshit.
And then fingers crossed something mm-hmm. that you say.
Yeah. He didn't have no fucking women in that video. You seen that shit? No, and then the bitches weren't even allowed to talk that long. And he called the bitches. Yeah. You didn't hear him talk. So you're always looking for shit, and you're just hoping somebody jumps on board.
Oh,
all you
yeah.
need is at least five
poisonous.
People that be like, yes,
because
yes.
a lot of people. That are like that will just read that and go, oh, that's horrible. Dave Grohl
people
hates women. And they'll get on the ship and
themselves.
They'll sail it away.
Also, yeah. Dave Grohl's like the nicest dude.
I know.
Seems
people
like the
don't
best.
Know how to think for themselves.
Yeah.
Other people
it's a
think
big
for
problem.
Them.
It's a big
you
problem.
You can tell that from just
anything.
What's hot. Now, what's yeah. fucking out there and popular? And just like, why is this fucking popular?
Well, that's
oh,
why.
Because somebody else told you it was.
Well, yeah.
That's why people feel shame about their sexuality. That's why we want to start the podcast. Because, like, if you feel shame about having, as long as you feel good about what you're doing, the shame in your head is made up. It's
that's
completely
why I eat
fake.
Butt.
It's made
up. That's why I eat booty.
That's why you eat booties because you're not
that's
ashamed.
Why
I'm not ashamed. To eat that
no, you seem
ain't too proud to look an ass.
Ain't too proud to nag.
You're so you're so chill though, but you. So what's something that gets you riled up?
What do you mean?
What gets
like angry?
What gets more
or
I'm not
angry?
Tell you that
or passionate?
We're not gonna use it against you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just,
I'll tell you. I mean,
it.
That gets me angry.
With that,
yeah.
I don't know.
Bullshit.
I think it's all. I hate fake people. I hate people being fake in all sorts of situations. I do.
Even
on
the
smallest
office.
Thing, if I get the sense that you're being fake, it annoys me. If you still stick around, it's like, I fucking, ah.
Yeah, it's like depressing.
Yeah,
it's like,
I
go away.
What else?
What could a girl say to you that would cause you to hate fuck her?
Really burst your bubble.
Do you hate fuck?
Do I hate fuck? I don't know. Have I ever hate fuck? Yeah, everybody hates fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so like, what?
I hate you. Fucking hate you. And then, yeah.
Because you just seem very like cool, calm, and collected.
No, sometimes it's like I said, I don't ever know what's going to send me over the edge or whatever.
Oh, so you're a loose cannon. That's good.
No, I'm not a loose cannon, but it has to build up. It has to build up. And then once it builds up, then it's just like... Fuck you.
Oh, so you let you keep
you
things
brush?
Inside until,
yeah, keep
until it
way
explodes.
Too many things inside.
Me too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Sucks, right?
My
because then if you let it out all
oh,
the time,
crazy.
Then you're just a girl.
Oh. I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry.
Hello,
what?
Is this thing on?
I think of myself as like a minefield. Like, no matter where you walk, something's going to annoy me, but it's just a little explosion. Like, you're not going to die.
No.
You're just going to lose like a
toe. I'll
let
a lot of things slide, or I'll just not say anything to a lot of things. And then I never know when that next thing is going to be, all right, enough is a fuck enough.
No, do you do this in relationships to the point where just one fight ends it all and you just walk out and you never text that person
it has
again?
It has to be multiple fights.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's just like, usually it's like three fights.
Three fights, you're out. It's one, two, three fights, you're out.
And Monroe's gonna get some pussy.
And then I'm leaving. I have a bad tendency of just like not, just like going, all right, done. Never talk to you again.
Yeah. But
we
yeah.
I gotta wrap it up.
I don't want Monroe to miss his spot.
Please.
Where can we find you online? Twitter, Facebook, what's up?
Just Monroe Martin III. So there's Monroe Martin III on Twitter and Instagram. And
sweet.
Then on Facebook as well.
Cool.
Do you have any big shows you want to promote? You're at the Cellar.
You're very funny.
One of the most prestigious comedy clubs in the country.
You goddamn right.
Pretty good. Pretty impressive.
Just go to MonroeMartinComedy.com.
Great.
My calendar's there, and I promote stuff on my Instagram and all that stuff. Awesome.
Yeah, I highly recommend you guys go out and see Monroe. He's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Donate to our Indiegogo.
Yeah. Come to our shows. Come to Monroe's shows.
Monroe can get headphones.
We'll explain.
We're raising money.
Why don't I have headphones?
No, Corinne doesn't have headphones.
I don't have headphones. I'm not black.
Oh, you're right. Why do you have headphones?
Because this is... someone's got to have headphones.
Okay. I got to check the levels. This is why we have a campaign.
This is why we have an Indiegogo.
So everyone can have headphones. Okay? Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do y'all switch off?
No. I always do the
this
levels.
This is her equipment. Okay. So.
All right. Stevens, but
thank you so much. This has been another episode of Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Rate us on iTunes, guys. Follow us on Twitter, SRY About Less NYT. Have a good week.
That's why I'm fine. I